welcome to Culture Shots on Near FM. I am Claire, and this week we will be dedicating the show to World Poetry Day. In the studio with me today, we have our Culture Shots team, who have each chosen a poem to read to you, and they will be read in languages including English, Irish, Arabic, Marathi, Brazilian Portuguese, Spanish and Romanian. Also, we will be featuring music from punk poets John Cooper Clarke, Patti Smith and Richard Hell. This shows how poetry can also translate into music. I am going to start the show today by reading a poem I have chosen, which is by Richard L. Weatherhead. The poem is called Slow Dance, and the reason I've chosen the poem is that we all have busy lives, and sometimes it's nice to just kind of sit back and appreciate what we have. So this poem basically gives a little food for thought. So here is my poem. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to rain slapping the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun fading into the night? You better slow down, don't dance so fast. Time is short, the music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you, do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You better slow down, don't dance so fast. Time is short, the music won't last. Ever told your child, we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste not see his sorrow? Ever lost touch, let a friendship die, 'cause you never had time to call and say hi? You better slow down, don't dance so fast. Time is short, the music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life isn't a race, so take it slower. Hear the music before your song is over. I hope that's given you all some food for thought. Next up, I'm going to hand you over to Ekaterina.
My name is Ekaterina Lungu. I choose poem Luceafaru, writing by Mihai Eminescu. I choose this poem because that is most knowing poem in our language, Romanian and Moldavian, and it's about lovers, true, a real human and unreal one, Luceafarul. A fost odată ca-n povești, a fost ca niciodată, din rude mari împărătești, o prea frumoasă fată. Și era una la părinți și mândră în toate cele, cum e fecioară între sfinți și luna între stele. Din umbra falnicilor bolți, ia pasul și îl îndreaptă, lângă fereastră unde în colți, Luceafarul așteaptă. Privea în zare, cum pe mări, răsare și străluce, pe mișcătoarele cărări, corebii negre duce. Îi vede azi, îi vede mâini, astfel dorința-i gata. El, iar, privind de săptămâni, îi cade dragă fata. Cum ea pe coastei răzăma, văzând ale ei tâmple, de dorul și inima și sufletul se împle, și cât de viu s-a prinde el, în orice cale sară, spre umbra negrului castel, când ea o să apară. Evening Star. Evening Star, there was in the fairy tales, as never in times raid, there was a famous royal blood, a most beautiful maid. She was her parents' only child, bright like the sun at noon, like virgin meets the saints and among stars the moon. From the deep shadow of the vaults, her steps now she directs toward a window at its nook bright evening star expects. She looks as in this distance sees, he rise, dart his rays, and lead the black ship-blooded ships on the wet moving waves. To look at him every night, her soul, her instincts pour, and as he looks at her for weeks, he falls in love with her. And every night, his stormy flames, more stormy renew, when the shadow of the castle she shows to his bright view. And as well, I have a poem writing by a very famous Russian poetry, Alexander Pushkin. It's about the season. Winter season, that's is a very knowing season in Russia, and people always try to get off or finish the season and start a more cold, more warmer season.
Зимний вечер. Буря мглою небо кроет, вихри снежные крутя. То, как зверь, оно завоет, то заплачет, как дитя. То по кровле отвешлалой вдруг сам ломой зашумит. То, как путь незапоздалый к нам в окошко застучит. Наша двехая лачуха и печальна, и темна. Что же ты, моя старушка, приумокла у окна? Или буря за завыванием, ты, мой друг, утомлена? Или дремлешь под жужжанием своего веретена? Выпьем, добрая подружка, бедной юностью моей. Выпьем с горя, где же кружка, сердце будет веселей. Спой мне песню, как синица, тихо за морем жила. Спой мне песню, как девица за водой поутру шла. Буря мглою небо кроет, вихри снежные крутя. То, как зверь она завоет, то заплачет, как дитя. Выпьем, добрая подружка, бедной юности моей. Выпьем, выпьем с горя. Где же кружка? Сердцу будет веселей.
Thank you, Katerina. They were beautiful poems and a wonderful mix of languages. Next, I'm going to hand you over to our course coordinator, Grace Wielance.
Today, the poem I'm going to read is called Somewhere I Have Never Travelled, Gladly Beyond by E.E. Cummings. Now, E.E. Cummings rarely uses punctuation in his poetry and often doesn't title his poems, so the title of this one is taken from the first line. I chose this poem because it addresses travel and trying to understand an experience beyond your own, which I thought was relevant to the World Poetry Day theme and kind of using poetry or expression to foster understanding. So here goes. This is the poem by E.E. Cummings. Somewhere I have never traveled, gladly beyond any experience, your eyes have their silence. In your most frail gesture are things which enclose me or which I cannot touch because they are too near. Your slightest look easily will unclose me, though I have closed myself as fingers. You open always, petal by petal, myself as spring opens, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Or, if your wish be to close me, I and my life will shut, very beautifully, suddenly, as when the heart of this flower imagines the snow carefully everywhere descending. Nothing we are to perceive in this world equals the power of your intense fragility, whose texture compels me with the color of its countries, rendering death and forever with each breathing. I do not know what it is about you that opens and closes. Only something in me understands. The voice of your eyes is deeper than all the roses. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Now we will have a song from John Cooper Clarke called Evidently Chicken Town. This is taken from his first album, Snap, Crackle and Bop. That was Evidently Chicken Town by John Cooper Clarke. Next up, we have Deirdre, Leah and Brona with their selection of poems.
This is Deirdre Miller and this is a poem called An Tarach Thiar by Mórtín O'Díron, who was an Irish poet from the Aran Islands. And this is a poem he wrote about spring on the Aran Islands. And it didn't really mean that much to me when I did it in school, other than I liked the sound of it. But then I was lucky enough to spend some time on the Aran Islands in the spring. And one day while sitting on the beach, I actually thought of the poem and kind of all made sense. It's a series of snapshots of life in spring way back when, and it's a man cleaning his spade on the beach, the seaweed glistening in the sunshine, and the women gathering mussels or shellfish on the in the rock pools on the beach with their skirts tucked up underneath them and the reflection of their skirts in the pools, and then finally of the sound of the oars slapping against the waves when the curragh full of fish is coming back in towards the cladda. So I'll give it a go. An tarach hir le mórtín ó díran. Fear ag glanna cré de ríam seán spáide, sa gúnas chéibh imrucha lé, bín an uam sa narach hir. Fear ag cahamh clíomh gá grim, is an aman dhearg ag lonrú. I deathnamh gréine ar gharling bháin, níomhrach an rairc sa narach hir. Mná i lochán in íocht ar dhíoch rá, a gótí crapa scáli hias fúha, táv rairch siach sa narach hir. Tol vulli fána ag madji rava, curach lán déis geg tacht chun chladi, ár ár wír wál i nera lé sa narach hir.
Thank you, Deirdre. Over to you now, Leah.
Hi, I'm Leah, and I'm going to read a poem by Robert Frost called The Road Not Taken. It's a poem I heard when I was a teenager first in school. It's an old one, but a good one, but I really liked it back when I first heard it. Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took to the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy, unwanted wear. Though, as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference.
Thank you, Leah. Now I'll pass you over to Brona.
Hi, my name is Brona O'Doherty, and today I'm going to do a poem by Wendy Cope called Titch Miller. And it's basically a poem I did whenever I was in third year of school, whenever my hormones were possibly at their highest. And it's just a reminder of how far I've come as I've left my teenage years behind. And basically not everything that we did happen in our teenage years was great. So it's just something to remind us that we've overcome a lot and that we can look forward to the rest of our lives. Titch Miller wore glasses with elastoplast pink frames and had 1 foot three sizes larger than the other. When they picked teams for outdoor games, she and I were always the last two, left standing by the wire mesh fence. We avoided one another's eyes, stooping perhaps to retie a shoelace or affecting interest in the flight of some fortunate bird, and pretended not to hear the urgent conference, have Tubby, no, no, have Titch. Usually they chose me, the lesser dud, and she lolloped unselected to the back of the other team. At 11 we went to different schools. In time I learned to get my own back, sneering at hockey players who couldn't spell. Titch died when she was 12.
Thank you, ladies. What a wonderful selection of poems there. Now we have a song from Patti Smith called Alleggy from her first album, Horse. That was Alleggy by Patti Smith. Next we have Malika and Nalini with their poems.
My name is Malika Iskander. I'm going to read the poem in Arabic. It's regarding this person who, his name is Khalid bin al-Walid. He's very known in the Arabic world. What's this poem? It's before he became Muslim. And he's saying it to his lover. before doing the war. سل القلب عما كان يهوي ويطلب وأصبح لا يشكو ولا يتعب صح بعد سكر وانتخى بعد ذلة وقلب الذي يهوى العلى يتقلب إلى كم أداري من تريد مذلتي وأبذل جهدي في رضاها وتغضب عبيلة أيام الجمال قل له لها دولة معلومة ثم تذهب فلا تحبسي أني على البعد نادم ولا القلب في نار الغرام معذب وقد قلت أني قد سلوت عن الهوى ومن كان لا مثلي يقول ويكذب هجرتك في الماضي حيث شئت وجربي من الناس غيري فاللبيب يجرب لقد ذل من أمس على ربع منزل ينوح على رسم الديار ويندب وقد فاز من في الحرب أصبح جائلا عن يطاعن قرنا والغبار منطب نديمي رعاك الله قم غني لي على كؤوس المنايا من دم حين أشرب ولا تسقيني كأس المدام فإنها يضل بها عقل الشجاع ويذهب.
Thank you, Malika. Now I'll pass you over to Nalini.
Hi, this is Nalini Dennis, and this is a Marathi poem which I would be just reading out. It's a very short and simple poem which every person in India as a child would just hum or sing. And this actually depicts a small little girl who asks for rain because India is such a hot country. And when the rains come, it's just like God has answered our prayers and the smell of the first rain, and we enjoy the rains thoroughly. And here the small girl says that she's asking God that I would give you all the money in the world, but I would want the rains and the first rains which she could fill her pots, and they would use that for the water to drink. So let's start the poem. Yere yere pausa, tula deto paisa, paisa zala khota, paus ala motha, Yega yega sari, madhya madke bari, sar ali dhavon, madke geli vahon. Thank you.
What a wonderful mix of languages there. Richard Hell is up next with his song Blank Generation, taken from the album of the same name. That was Blank Generation from Richard Hell. The last part of our show is dedicated to Chilean poet Pablo Neruda, a true example of how poetry can translate worldwide. As well as a poet, Neruda was also a diplomat and politician and won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1971. Luis and Deirdre will now read a poem of his in Portuguese, Spanish and English. The title of the poem is If You Forget Me.
My name is Luis Leindecker. I read a poem by Pablo Neruda, translated to Portuguese, called Se Tu Me Olvidas. Neruda is a Chilean writer that always writes about love. Quero que saibas uma coisa. Tu sabe como é isto. Se olha a lua de cristal, a folhagem vermelha do lento outono em minha janela. Se toco junto ao fogo a impalpável cinza ou o enrugado corpo da lenha, tudo me leva a ti. Como se tudo o que existe, aromas, luz, metais, fossem pequenos barcos que navegam para as ilhas tuas que me aguardam. Agora bem, se pouco a pouco deixas de querer-me, deixarei de querer-te pouco a pouco. Se de repente me esqueces, não me procures, que eu já terei te esquecido. Se consideras excessivo e louco o vento de bandeiras que passa por minha vida e te decides a deixar minha margem do coração em que tenho raízes, pensa que nesse dia, a essa hora, erguerei os meus braços e sairão minhas raízes a procurar outra terra. Mas se cada dia, cada hora, sentes que a minha está destinada com doçura impalpável, se cada dia sobe uma flor em teus lábios a buscar-me, ai amor meu, ai minha, em mim todo esse fogo se repete, em mim nada se apaga nem se esquece, meu amor alimenta-se do teu amor, amada, e enquanto vivas estará em teus braços, sem sair dos meus.
Me llamo Deirdre Miller y eso es un poema de Pablo Neruda en versión original. Si tú me olvidas, quiero que sepas una cosa. Tú sabes cómo es esto. Si miro la luna de cristal, la rama roja del lento otoño de mi ventana, si toco junto al fuego la impalpable ceniza o el arrugado cuerpo de la leña, todo me lleva a ti, como si todo lo que existe, aromas, luz, metales, fueran pequeños barcos que navegan hacia las islas tuyas que me aguardan. Ahora bien, si poco a poco dejas de quererme, dejaré de quererte poco a poco. Si de pronto me olvidas, no me buscas, que ya te habré olvidado. Si consideras largo y loco el viento de banderas que paso por mi vida y te decides a dejarme en la orilla del corazón en que tengo raíces, piensa que en ese día, a esa hora, levantaré los brazos y saldrán mis raíces a buscar otra tierra. Pero si cada día, cada hora, sientes que a mí estás destinada con dulzura implacable, si cada día sube una flor a tus labios a buscarme, ¡ay, amor mío, ay mía! En mí todo ese fuego se repite, en mí nada se apaga ni se olvida. Mi amor se nutre de tu amor, amada, y mientras vivas estará en tus brazos sin salir de los míos.
If you forget me, I want you to know one thing. You know how this is. If I look at the crystal moon, at the red branch of the slow autumn at my window, if I touch near the fire the impalpable ash or the wrinkled body of the log, everything carries me to you, as if everything that exists, aromas, light, metals, were little boats that sail towards those islands of yours that wait for me. Well, now, if little by little you stop loving me, I shall stop loving you little by little. If suddenly you forget me, do not look for me, for I shall already have forgotten you. If you think long and mad, the wind of banners that passes through my life, and you decide to leave me at the shore of the heart where I have roots, remember that on that day, at that hour, I shall lift my arms and my roots will set off to seek another land. But if each day, each hour, you feel that you are destined to me with implacable sweetness, if each day a flower climbs up to your lips to seek me, ah, my love, ah, my own, in me all that fire is repeated, in me nothing is extinguished or forgotten. My love feeds on your love, beloved, and as long as you live, it will be in your arms, without leaving mine.
How beautiful is that poem in all three languages? That concludes our show for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our Culture Shots team for their contribution with their poems. This has been Claire for Culture Shots. Tune in every week, Mondays from 6:30 to 7, right here on Near FM. To listen back to past episodes, simply log on to www.nearpodcast.org/cultureshots. For news about the project or to find out how you can get involved, visit www.nearintocultural.ie.
Content and views expressed in this programme are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of PUBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and PUBL.